The Guardian.
We are in leafy Holland Park in the centre of London, West London, and it's a sunny afternoon. Lots of strollers, baby buggies, kids out of school, people playing chess outside the cafe. And we're standing outside Triangular Pavilion with Circular Cutout, Variation H, by the American artist Dan Graham, who is very famous for his pavilions, of which this is one. The guru, in fact, of artists' pavilions, if there could be such a said to be such a thing. So it says on the information plaque that's outside his pavilion, which is set on the lawn beside an extremely well-managed hedge next to a rather nice garden. And Graham's pavilion is one of a series by different artists that are in the process of being installed around London, a series of portavilions. Another is going to be in Primrose Hill by Monica Sosnowska later this month. And Annika Eriksson has one in Regent's Park, which is in fact the smallest cinema in the world. What about Dan, the man Graham's pavilion with its copious title? It's triangular. I know that because I walked round it. But as you stand, wherever you stand, it appears to be a different shape, a diamond shape, a lozenge shape, a hexagonal shape. It's in fact triangular, and it's got a kind of aluminium frame, sort of out frame like an aquarium, with walls of glass, which are some are mirrored, some are clear. The walls are square or rectangular. And set in each of the three walls is a circular disc of clear glass. Standing outside walking around, you alternately see yourself reflected. Ooh, I don't look good today. And then the next wall, you see through it. The glass seems to have a sort of one-way effect in places. What's the way in? That's the problem. Yes, you have to climb in through one of these circular apertures, which I guess is about a metre and a half in diameter. And now we're inside. I say we, I hope there's not too many of you there, because it's not very big. It's a kind of a step and a half in each direction. And it's got a clear glass roof. Where am I? Do I see myself reflected? It's supposed to play on one's ceilings of voyeurism. I mean, I like catching myself in shop windows and stuff like that, but not a good hair day at all. So here we are, standing in this space which reduplicates itself around you. Not as a sort of infinity room of reflections, but something like, it feels much bigger, like the TARDIS. It's much bigger on the inside than it is on the out. And people are looking at me from outside as though I'm a mad person or an exhibit, which perhaps I am. A small child has just not quite burst into tears, but he's given me a look as though she's not at all happy with what's going on inside here. Anyway, the other thing about Dan Graham's pavilion is the flies. It seems to be a fly magnet. Flies like it more than people do in here. And I'm sure we've got lots of different species. We've got little grommety ones, we've got big fat ones, we've got the odd bee that seems to have managed to get itself stuck in here. There's quite a lot of fly poo about the place. They all seem to be waiting. I wonder what for. It suddenly strikes me that what this is like it's being stuck inside one of Mr. Damien Hirst's vitrines. And I'm not sure quite how I feel about that. Other pavilions he's made in the past have been cafes. There's one in Berlin, which is a cafe, which is rather nice. You can look at yourself and the other people eating and drinking in there without attracting too much attention. And there was one in Berwick in Tweed, I remember, installed in the mid-90s, that soon got strafed by the local gulls, rather spoiling the pristine effect of Dan Graham's original proposal. I have, in fact, yes, become an exhibit now. People are gathering around, looking at me like I'm a completely crazy person, which I probably am. You get nice views from inside, and it really does make you think about the garden around you, and you feel like you're the centre of the universe, that everyone is somehow, the perspective of the paths and the walks are somehow all leading to and away from this very spot. You become as the still centre of the universe. I rather wish it were raining. It must be rather splendid to be standing in here in the rain, or even to crouch on the floor and read a book, the rain hammering around you. It's a bit like being in a bus shelter too, only slightly more decorously appointed bus shelter than most. There's no graffiti as yet, only the graffiti that the flies have made. The scale of it is interesting. It's a bit taller than I am, and I'm quite a tall bloke. And you do feel somehow as if the walls are about to close in on you, or as if you were stuck between the pages of a book that's about to close, slammed shut perhaps by the reader and hurled at the wall. The only creatures that don't seem to be bothered entirely are the flies, as I've said. It's their meeting house. Perhaps it's their mating house. There's a rather weird little yellow species that seems to be rather more of them than when I first came in here. Perhaps they can smell me. That aperture I came in through, I can't find it now. I mean, you think you couldn't lose something in a space this small. Oh, there it is. The difference between the actual opening and the reflection of the opening and clear glass and no glass, after a while becomes slightly distorted. Your whole perspective, it's as if you're wearing several pairs of glasses at once being inside here. Outside there's an astrolabe or something like it, some sort of decorative garden object on a little pillar. That, as well as this, all seem part of some weird, rather Peter Greenaway-ish draftsman's contract, sort of narrative or scenario. It's becoming the more time we spend in here, the more curious and strange it gets. And the more oblivious I feel to the people who are looking at me as they walk around. It says leave your bags outside. I brought mine in here. I thought maybe someone might make off with it. A little crowd is gathering in the distance. What with them out there and the flies in here, I'm becoming slightly unhinged. So, a step through the aperture and back into the real world, or maybe the unreal world. Very Alice in Wonderland experience, and very pleasurable too, in a bizarre and slightly uncomfortable sort of way. Off for some tea now, I think. Perhaps even a scone.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.